States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Walter Brennan. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Your thrift dollars today are defense dollars, working to defend your country's freedom and your own personal security. Invest regularly in United States defense bonds through payroll savings where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Remember, defense is your job, too. And now Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra raise the curtain on our show with Jerome Kern's Waltz in Swing Time. Star today is a favorite of millions of moviegoers and radio listeners, the popular character actor Mr. Walter Brennan. He appears in an original sketch entitled The New Agent. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Walter Brennan.
Quitting the railroad, eh, Charlie?
Yep, this is my last couple of days here.
You're sure a lucky dog, Charlie. Say, how big is that oil well on your place?
Oh, about 500 barrels a day. They're drilling two more wells, you know.
Hey, no wonder you're quitting it.
Well, Henry, I don't exactly want to quit, but I figure as long as I don't need the money, why, well, better let somebody else be agent here at Flat Rock.
How long have you been here, Charlie?
14 years. I've been agent, telegrapher, and everything else at this little old one-man station. But I'll be pulling out just as soon as the new agent gets here.
Charlie, I got news for you. The new agent is here, on this train.
That's so?
Yes, sir. You'll like the new agent, Charlie. Well, that's all the stuff. So long, Charlie. Give my regards to the new agent.
So long, Henry. Now, what's he laughing so hard about? People that happy to see me go?
You're Charlie Ralston?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Gertrude Parker, the new agent.
Well, howdy. I reckon you... what was that?
I'm the new agent here.
You? A woman?
Yes. Did you ever hear of a woman agent?
Yes, but they shouldn't have sent one here.
Why not?
Well, because it's a reflection on me, on the way I've been running this station. To think a woman could do the work as well as I done it.
Now, wait a minute.
I won't stand for that. I'll telegraph the division superintendent right now.
Hold on, Mr. Ralston. You're not the agent anymore. I'm the agent. Here are my orders.
Let's see them orders. Take over duties upon arrival.
Upon arrival. Get that?
All right. I guess you will.
Oh, I know how you feel, Mr. Ralston. I want to be friends with you. There are so many things you'll have to teach me.
Well, Miss Parker...
It's Mrs. Parker. I'm a widow. Most folks call me Gert.
Well, Gert, all this ain't your fault. I know that. There's nothing personal in what I've been saying, but I still maintain this station is no place for a woman. You're a widow woman, huh?
Yes. My husband was a brakeman. He was killed 2 years ago when a tornado hit his train. I have two children to support. On account of my husband's service, the railroad's given me a chance to earn a living.
Well, now, that's different, but I still don't like it.
The superintendent said he was putting me at Flat Rock because if anybody could make a railroader out of me, Charlie Ralston could.
The super said that? The new one or the old one?
The old one, C.C. McGuire. I didn't get to meet Van Cort, the new super.
You will, though. Them fellas pop in when you least expect them.
Mr. Ralston,
I guess you might as well call me, Charlie. Not that I approve of you being here, you understand, but, well, orders is orders. Now, here's your switch key for that switch down by the stock pins.
Switch key, right.
You won't have to throw no switches. Brakeman do that. Woman couldn't do it nohow.
Yes, Charlie.
Here's the rest of the keys. The waiting room, baggage room, express room, tool and shed down by the water tank, your ticket rack, and your cash drawer.
Thank you, Charlie.
No offense to you, Gert, but I still don't like this.
What was that?
Oh, somebody came into the waiting room. We don't often get anybody for the night train. I'd better put up the ticket window. Oh, I forget. You're the window putter upper now. That is, if you can manage it.
I think so. But you take over for now.
Okay. Yes, sir? Want a ticket?
No, I don't want a ticket. I just came in to get warm.
Well, if that's the case, I better come out there and shake up the stove a bit.
Yeah. It's pretty cold in here.
It sure is. It's going to be around zero before morning. I had this fire banked to save coal, but, well, I'll shake her up.
Hey, what time's the train get in?
About 10 minutes. I'll dump in a little more coal, too. You live around here, mister?
No, just going through.
Oh. Well, there now. I'll put the damper up and she'll be red hot in a jiffy. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, mister. Well, I'll put the ticket window down. The gentleman doesn't want a ticket.
What does he want?
Just wants to get warm, he says. So, you know, I don't like that fellow's looks good.
Neither do I. He looks pretty tough.
Yes, and this is Friday night, the night the train brings the payroll for the cement plant.
Uh-oh. Think he might be after the payroll?
Maybe so, maybe not. Might be just a drummer or something, but he sure looks like a rough character.
Oh, dear. What do you do?
Now, you see, this is one reason why there ought to be a man at this station. A woman couldn't handle a situation like this.
What do you mean I can't handle it? I'm pretty husky myself. If you want me to, I'll take the poker and go out there and pop him on the knob.
Oh, gee, no, that would fix things. And then if he wasn't innocent, why, he could sue the railroad. No. I'll handle this.
Oh, goodness, what's he doing out there?
He's pounding on the penny weighing machine. It's busted. See, that gives me an idea. You wait here. Hold on a minute, mister. That weighing machine is out of kilter.
Yeah, I see it is. Why don't you keep things in order here?
Oh, some kid stuck a crooked penny in there this afternoon, and I ain't had time to get it out. This is a one-man station, you know, and a fella can't do everything all at once.
Well, I guess not.
Now, if you want to weigh, we got a good pair of scales in the baggage room.
Oh, good. I want to see if I'm losing weight. I'm on a diet.
Yes, sir. We'll go out the front door here and round.
Ooh. Hey, that wind is pretty strong, huh?
Yeah. But it keeps the snow swept off the platform. You going out on the train tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm just looking around.
Well, here's the baggage room. I got to take care of the train now. You'll find the scales right over behind them barrels. I'll leave the lights on for you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Well, that takes care of that, and just in time, too.
Good to get back into this warm office. Well, we got the payroll delivered.
Yep, and now let the man out of the baggage room, I guess.
So that's what you did with him. How in the world did you get him in there?
Well, that's one of the things a woman wouldn't think of. I didn't whop him over the head. I coaxed him in there. Come on, let's get him out, huh?
Ooh, that wind. I bet that man's mad.
Yeah, I'll tell him the door blew shut and I didn't notice it.
Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of here, will you?
Well,
hey!
Well, I'll be jiggered. You in there?
Certainly I'm in here. I'm nearly froze.
Oh, the door must have blew shut. The train just come in then. I didn't notice it.
It was cold in there.
Well, here's the waiting room. It's plenty warm in here.
Yeah.
See? Stove's red hot already.
That's a good thing. Now, I hope you don't make a habit out of locking strangers in the baggage room.
Well, when they snoop around kind of suspicious-like, and there's a payroll due in on the train, sometimes I do lock them in.
What was that?
Just a minute, mister. You did act suspicious. Charlie did the right thing. I'm the agent here now, and I'll stand by him.
Yeah, I guess I did act a bit snoopy. And I am checking up on things. My name is Van Cort.
The new super.
Yeah, the last thing McGuire told me was try to keep Charlie Ralston. Charlie, that oil boom around here means new business.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And it'll take more than one person to handle it. What do you say, Charlie? Will you stay if we make this a two-man station?
No, I won't.
Charlie.
But, well, I might if you make this a one-man and a one-woman station.
Thank you, Walter Brennan. That was a splendid performance.
Well, thanks to you, Ned. I always enjoy being on guest star, mainly because I believe in defense bonds. I feel there's no better way to save for the future and at the same time help in our country's defense.
Well, I'd agree with you, Walter. Defense bonds certainly play an important part in helping combat inflation, make America stronger financially, and helps to assure your family's future.
And, Ned, let me add that there are two simple ways of buying defense bonds automatically. The payroll savings plan, where you work, or if you are self-employed, the bond a month plan, where you bank.
That's right. Let me say there's no finer investment in the world. So buy defense bonds regularly. Goodbye, Walter Brennan, and thanks for being with us.
During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for defense bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to our star, Walter Brennan, for a fine performance. To his supporting players, Barbara Luddy, Gerald Moore, Peter Leeds, and Ned Lefebvre, and to his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, reminding you to save for America's defense and your own security. Buy United States Defense Bonds.
United States Treasury Department presents...